You're about to listen to the informal comments to the media by Mr. François Delattre on the situation in Syria. Mr. François Delattre is the permanent representative of France to the United Nations. These comments were made before the press on the 5th of February 2016 at the UN headquarters in New York.
Bonjour à tous. Hello, everybody. Un mot de mon côté sur la Syrie. La présentation de l'envoyé spécial Staffan de Mistura confirme ce que nous savions. And I will, go to English after that. Le régime syrien et ses alliés n'ont fait aucune concession. Tout au contraire, d'un côté, le régime syrien prétend discuter de la paix à Genève. De l'autre, il intensifie son offensive militaire contre les groupes d'opposition avec lesquels il est censé discuter et impose à la ville d'Alep un déluge de feu jamais vu auparavant. Tout cela, il faut le dire, avec l'appui militaire de la Russie dans le cadre d'une campagne militaire qui ne conduit qu'à torpiller de fait tout espoir de paix. Un processus de paix pour le processus n'a aucun sens. Il doit produire des résultats, être crédible pour tous les Syriens. L'amélioration tangible de la situation humanitaire est la condition d'une négociation crédible. Il faut le dire, il faut le répéter. Ce sont les exigences formulées par le Conseil de sécurité dans la résolution 2254. Et la France attend donc du régime et de ses alliés le respect de leurs obligations humanitaires, et de la résolution 2254 du Conseil de sécurité, à savoir, pour être spécifique, la cessation des bombardements indiscriminés, la levée des sièges et le plein accès humanitaire aux populations syriennes. Sur le terrain, c'est naturellement tout l'inverse que nous voyons, l'intensification des bombardements syriens avec l'appui militaire de la Russie a conduit à une dégradation continue de la situation humanitaire. Encore une fois, je le redis, la France condamne sans équivoque cette offensive brutale menée par le régime syrien avec le soutien de la Russie, qui n'a pour seul objectif que d'encercler et d'asphyxier Alep. La décision de l'envoyé spécial de suspendre les négociations de Genève était dans ces conditions la seule possible. La France continuera de participer au processus de négociation et de soutenir les efforts remarquables et inlassables de Staffan de Mistura. La reprise des négociations attendue le 25 février devra se faire sur des bases solides avec trois garanties que je répète: respect du droit international humanitaire, ciblage des organisations désignées comme terroristes par les Nations Unies, travail à la mise en place d'un gouvernement de transition. Maybe just a few words in English. The presentation by Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura confirms what we already knew. The Syrian regime and its allies have made no concession. Quite the contrary. On the one hand, the Syrian regime claims to discuss peace in Geneva, and on the other hand, it intensifies its military offensive against opposition groups with which it is supposed to discuss, and imposes on the city of Aleppo an unprecedented torrent of fire. All of this with Russia's military support within the framework of a military campaign that can only lead to torpedo any hope for peace. A peace process for the sake of a process is meaningless in our views. It must produce results and be credible to all Syrians. Humanitarian improvements are the condition, and tangible humanitarian improvements are the condition for credible negotiations. These are the demands made by the Security Council in its resolution 2254, and France expects the regime and its allies to respect their humanitarian obligations and resolution 2254 of the Security Council, namely, and I repeat them, the cessation of indiscriminate bombing, removing sieges, and full humanitarian access to Syrian populations. On the ground, this is the opposite that we see, the intensification of Syrian shelling with military support from Russia has led to a grave, deteriorating humanitarian situation. Once again, France condemns the brutal offensive conducted by the Syrian regime with Russia's support to surround and stifle Aleppo and its hundreds of thousands of inhabitants. The special envoy's decision to suspend the talks was the only possible decision in current circumstances. France will continue to participate in the negotiation process and to support the remarkable and tireless efforts by the special envoy, Staffan de Mistura. The resumption of the negotiations, expected on February the 25th, will have to be on solid ground with, and I may repeat them, three guarantees: full respect for international humanitarian law, targeting of these terrorist organizations designated as such by the United Nations, and working toward a transitional government. Merci beaucoup.
Ambassador, do you believe that the Russian airstrikes are responsible for the collapse of the talks and or the siege of Aleppo? And secondly, is there any consideration of humanitarian airdrops that your government could participate in?
On the first point, I think I made clear the fact that the Syrian regime military attacks with the support of Russia are responsible for the situation as it is, and for the fact that the opposition can simply not negotiate it with, as I said a bit earlier, a gun at their head. It's not possible. With respect to the other measures that could be taken, because we will not give up, and as France will certainly not give up, we are considering various options.
The Turkish Prime Minister just said 300,000 Syrians are at his border fleeing Aleppo, and you've talked about this. What will happen when you go back to the negotiations on February 25th that changes the scenario, and isn't some of the issue with these strikes that there's trying to get an advantage going into the negotiations?
You know, Pam, thank you, Pam. Your remark is another illustration of the fact that we have no time. We cannot wait. We must maximize the pressure, and let's speak clearly about it, the pressure on the Syrian regime in order to get the three conditions I emphasized it finally met. Otherwise, these negotiations, again, are simply not possible for the opposition. And that's why we will continue the pressure, we'll maximize the pressure, we'll try to, in good faith, get the Security Council more united than it is on this. But again, the motto here is we will not give up, because we cannot give up given the enormous amount of people killed every day because of the huge amount of number of refugees and many other things. So humanitarian and political situation must go hand in hand. Otherwise, there will be no solution for a Syrian conflict.
Ambassador, after hearing from Staffan de Mistura this morning, how would you assess the chances that both parties are going to return for talks either by February 25th or on February 25th?
There is always hope when there is resolve and willingness.
Is that for the talks? The actual Kurdish groups that are fighting ISIS on the ground in Syria, not being in the talks.
You have just listened to the informal comments to the media by the permanent representative of France to the United Nations. For further information, you can visit the page dedicated to the war in Syria at Equipo Niscor's website. This program has been produced on February 12, 2016, at Radio Niscor's studios in Belgium.